it's time to get ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for me?
Just relax.
I know you're ready.
But I still have to prepare a bit. It just wouldn't be done to go out in my bare feet. And the rest of my outfit is spectacular. Short black miniskirt. Garters underneath. I know you love watching me put my stockings on, so I saved them for last. And there's my corset with its high collar, giving the perfect appearance of sinister. Slightly malicious, but still so very, very sexy that you can't resist me. My hair is done up, pinned into place, and my makeup is already good to go. Dark eyeliner for that shadowed framing of my hypnotic eyes. You could just see yourself getting lost in them. But I'm not done. I still have these lovely black stockings. They need to go over my toes and up my feet. Drop your lids. Close your eyes for a moment. I'm going to rub my stockings against you so you can feel that silky yet slightly raspy texture. Closed nice and tight. Feel them against the top of your arm, just being rubbed so nicely. I bet you wish they weren't so clean, that I was doing this to you after I wore them all night. But too bad. You'll have to wait. Now keep those eyes closed. I'm about to put them on. And you? You are about to go down into trance for me. It's really easy. You are just such a good little slut that way. A good little footsie slave. I'll warn you now that soon, that will be a trigger for you. Footsie slave. I guess it's not that great of a warning because you're still going to listen, aren't you? You're still going to go down for me. I have an idea. I'm going to drop you into trance while I roll my stockings up my legs. And that way, once I am ready, you will be too. Now relax. Lay back. Mind focusing only on my voice and the thought of my stockings. Long, black, and silky. About to cover my white flesh. About to cover my tiny little toes, perfectly painted with a spiral design. And that's all you can think about. The arches of my feet, the curves of my calves, my tiny, perfect toes. Breathe in, feeling like you can smell them. Breathe out, having smelt them. You can. It's just at the edges of your awareness. Breathe in again, and this time let relaxation fill you. Breathe out and feel that relaxation sink into all of your muscles. We are going to expand that awareness. It's so easy. Feeling your body going limp, deeper into this relaxed state of body, relaxed state of mind, continuing to breathe in and out, with each breath in smelling my feet right in front of your face as I'm leaning down to place a bit of black around the toes. With each breath out, your mind sinks down. You are already in your happy place. The more you breathe, the more you wallow in it. My fingers moving to pull the black fabric slowly up, inching it. The arc of my foot being covered, and the more white flesh that disappears, captured in the dark, silky fabric. The more of your mind my mind is covering and starting to control. Your actions will be at my whims, my desires. Your world will be whatever I choose it to be, sinking down deeper and deeper, only the heel of my foot left. Until with a loosening of my fingers as I pull them upwards, the fabric unrolls and all you can see of my left foot is cloaked by a dark mesh. A dark mesh that pulls you in as I pull it up, rolling it over athletic calves until they too start to disappear. All semblance of thought disappearing in your mind. There really is only one thought. My feet, my legs, and the torturously slow progression of their veiling in a thin black thigh high. And it's so close to its destination now. Your mind, too, is close to a perfect place. I'll count you down as I unroll my stocking and unravel your mind. And when I say one, your mind will be completely blank, completely empty, except for my voice and my feet. My legs can be in there too if you like. Your only point of focus and awareness as five. With every number we go down, my fingers raise the fabric higher. Four, starting to pull and stretch it now. Three, mind quieting, patient to just wait and listen and watch and feel. Two, feel more and more submissive, tying that submission to feet as one. My leg is covered now, up on my thigh. Your mind drops into deep trance, sinking easy and peaceful as I fasten the hooks from my garter around the top of the stocking. First one step, and then the other, leaving my toes, my feet, my legs encased in fabric. I rub my foot against you. So lightly, so teasing, as I lean over to start on my other foot. Your mind blanking even more. I'll count you down again, and when I say one, you will be in a completely relaxed, completely pliant, completely submissive trance. Feeling so very suggestible. It's so very easy to follow my suggestions like they are commands. Because when you are deep down in trance, my words are commands. All of my words. All of my commands so easy and pleasant to follow. Just drop into this place. My toes sliding into the first rolled up bit of darkness as I push my foot forward, stretching the fabric as it unrolls. 10, I pull it up and your mind goes down. 9, up, up, over the arch, over the heel. 8, your mind is floating, falling into sweet, happy trance. 7, sexy stockings covering both my legs as I draw it up over my calves. 6, going deeper and deeper as white flesh is covered by black silk. 5, slipping it so lightly over my little knees. 4, you like thinking about knees, about being on yours. 3, in a moment. I am going to say the last number, and when I do, your mind will sink blissfully down your awareness. You'll be empty. 2, except for my voice, except for my feet, except for my stockings, as 1, you drop even deeper. My stockings slide into place as I clip them into the ribbons coming from my garters. 1 snap, then the other, all secure. Your mind, all secured. You like feet. You like the look of them, the feel of them, and the smell of them. They drive you crazy, they drive you wild. Covered, uncovered, it doesn't matter. You love feet. My little footsie slave. What seems like a lifetime ago, I told you of the trigger I will be adding now. Footsie slave. And when I say it, when I add it to the vocabulary of your triggers, these words will become entrenched in your mind, anchored down so deep. Anchored so deeply because you want this trigger. You want it so badly. You want so badly to be my footsie slave. To handle my feet, to care for them. To have the one tiny bit of power in this world. To be in charge of taking care of my feet. Massaging them, giving them a place to rest on your own body. Warming them when they are cold. A slave to my feet. A slave for my feet. A footsie slave. My footsie slave. When I move my feet, I am the conductor, and you aren't even a musician. You are the instrument, my instrument, following the will of each gesture, each point, following and obeying, obeying and following, deep and submissive. Footsie slave. When you hear these words, you are drawn back into this frame of thought, this frame of caged mind, of sweet subservience to feet. The feet of whoever says those words. Footsie slave, you are my footsie slave. You could fight against it, if you really wanted to, but your desire dooms you to a fate more wonderful than anything else. And so your mind simply blanks. Gives in, relaxes. Footsie slave, it's so quickly become a part of your identity. Footsie slave, it's time to seal it in. In your mind, you are ready. I can tell. And only one thing is needed to make this trigger a permanent part of your reality. To anchor it so deep, deep inside. Just put on my boots for me. Nice 6-inch heels. Black latex. Just put on my boots. You see yourself doing it. Though there was no need for your mind to give the order, my words gave the order and you are a footsie slave. You simply obey. Your hands caressing my boots as you line them up with my foot. I point my perfect toes and you slide the heel in. Guiding and pushing and firmly securing my foot inside. Good toy. Running up the zipper. Slowly. Luxuriating in being this close. So close. To touching my magnificent feet. My sexy legs. Good little footsie slave. Again. The other foot now. You can't help but obey. Your mind is trapped. Happily, which is the strongest kind of trap, the one you don't want to leave, so you will never leave, encapsulating my foot in my boot, zipping it up. Good, good footsie slave. I'm all ready now, and so are you. Let's have some fun. Float. Now, as you float for me, it's time to make you a bit more useful. I'll use my feet to do so. And your mind is so weak to my voice, so conditioned to follow my words and my will, it will be really easy for you. You want to be useful to me. You want to be a good little slave. You want to be an object for me. Really, that's all you are. An object.
movable. I can move you into any position I want. And train your mind, train your body, to assume that position anytime I want. Anytime it is useful. All I will have to do is say the word, slave, and then the name of the object I wish you to be, and you will assume that position. Your mind will go blank and empty until you hear further instructions. Words you hear, words I say, will float in the background of your mind unless I speak directly to you. And even then, your body will show no response. Your mind will not think on the words unless I give you a command, until I say slave to you, give direction to you, and then you will obey. So happy to obey. It feels good to obey. Slave, today I want you to be a footstool. Slave, move your body all the way onto the floor. Start by kneeling down, knees bent. It's so natural for you. Such a natural place on your knees before your domina. Slave, put your hands on the ground, touching the floor. Back straight. Feeling your back as it straightens at my command. Ass lifted up. Higher. Nice. Good. Now make your back level. You can lower your elbows if needed, but I want a level place to put my feet. And that's exactly what you're going to give me. Good. Good toy. This position is called footstool, for when I want to rest my feet. Your greatest desire in this position is to feel the weight of my feet and legs using you. You want to benefit your domina. You want to make me feel good. And when any woman says slave and footstool to you, you will assume this position until instructed elsewise, and hope to be rewarded. Rewarded by being used. It feels so good to be used. So good to be a good little piece of furniture. We're going to go deeper into your trance now. Nice and deep to anchor this trigger, this command, this state of mind and sense of objectification. Deep, deep inside of you. Feel my toes through my heels starting to tease you, running lightly over you. I'm going to run them over you. You will feel them individually, even through heels, even through boots. And with each stroke of my feet against your flesh, you are going to go deeper. Deeper towards the ultimate reward. The ultimate pleasure and fulfillment of me resting my feet on my new footstool. And it will feel just perfect. Ready? 10 tiny little toes. Wriggling, moving around. I'm stretching all of them out as I rub them gently against your legs. Up and down, up and down. Your mind follows the sensations. up and down as I stroke your thigh. You feel your body relaxing into my touch, going deeper with every motion, up and down, up and down, relaxing into the feeling of my feet rubbing against you, up and down, up and down. And every time I say down, your mind drops even deeper into trance. Up and down. Up and down. 10 perfect tiny toes. The arch of my foot conforming against the curve of your leg. As my feet rub teasingly against you. Moving them up the curve of your ass, resting one heel firmly against your crack. The other foot is going down your side and around to play with your belly. You feel me squeezing my feet together in a pincer-like motion, squeezing you tightly in a hug from my feet, clenching you between them. Using the foot underneath to prod you a bit. Lift a bit higher for me. There. Good footstool. Moving on now. Higher up your body. I'm rubbing them against your back. Soft, slow strokes. Just the tips and the pads of my tiny toes. Up and down, up and down, all the way up your back, all the way down, and your mind goes deeper, deeper and deeper as I move up and down. Taking a foot and resting it on the back of your neck now. I place the other under your chin, lifting it a little. No need to hang your head, my little toy. You can be proud to be a footstool. You want to be the best footstool you can be. And as your mind sinks deeper and deeper into the frame I have provided, you find it is so very true. You are a good footstool. The best footstool. Your purpose is for feet. To rest weary, tired feet. My foot hangs in front of your face now. No covering. Everything has been stripped away. Just like your will. Just a barefoot, clean, with blue polish and a spiral design on the big toe. In a moment, I want you to kiss it, sealing it. And when I say those words again, your mind will fall into an even deeper trance. In your proper place and position, just a footstool. Until you are commanded to move again. Ready. Be a good little footstool. Kiss my foot. Good. Feel your mind dropping and descending deeper. You are a footstool, and your purpose has been met. You feel the weight of my legs as I drop them on your back. Nice and warm. It's so nice to have a self-warming footstool. Let your mind just float. Mm-hmm.
You're drifting on a white, fluffy cloud. So happy. It's vast and it's hugging you, squeezing you, comforting you. You can clearly picture it. Sky blue all around you, covering the horizon of your decadent surroundings. Laying back in the comfiest piece of furniture known to man. A cross between a beanbag and a waterbed. The feeling of cushy fabric, but with the fluffy, conforming ability of liquid. All of it captured in an amazing beach chair that more resembles a luxurious recliner. Fluffy towels piled on top of you, piled on pure white plush cotton towels with a silky golden stripe. You've never been this comfortable before, this cushioned. You feel like you are waking, you are baking in a hot, hot sun, relaxing as the heat sinks into your body. Relaxing deeper as the warmth sinks into your bones, causing all of your muscles to untense. You can't resist these hot spikes of pleasure pulsing into you. The sun's rays feeling so friendly against your skin as a cool, damp towel over your face protects you from its brightness. The towel is brushed from your face and blinking into a world of brightness filled with light. You see an angel's face haloed by the brightness. Her head shadows your face, protecting you from the worst of the glare as she slowly leans back, allowing your vision to become adjusted. She's here to protect you. From the sun, silly. You see her smiling, almost giggling. I can read your thoughts, you know. It's so easy just by looking at your face. I know what you're thinking. But really, what you need is some sunscreen. A nice, thick lotion. She moves up and you see around you. Attached to the cushions of the stand she sits on above you is a comfy looking stool, perched high above you like a lifeguard stand. In fact, it is exactly a lifeguard stand. Red and white against the sky on the lonely but beautiful beach. In it, a lovely woman in a red swimsuit. It's not very revealing of skin, but instead it reveals in shape, reveling in the delightful curve of her waist. Lovely breasts with even lovelier cleavage peeking out of her red top. A nice deep tan with deeper shadows as your eyes get caught in them, sucked down. Daydreaming in a trance of thought of your own visions and fantasies. Your mind sinking in a whirlwind, and your eyes go slowly down her body. To her waist. To her lovely, bare legs. All of it. Completely bare, completely naked to your eye. The muscled thighs, the slim legs, those perfect calves all dangling as she kicks her feet back and forth. She's over top of you,
The words lifeguard brightly and boldly standing out in white from her uniform.
I'm here to keep you safe, you know. You are so very safe right now. You feel safe. You are safe. Go deeper now, and I'll put some lotion on you. Lately, I've been going to a new class. One that teaches you how to give a massage with your feet. It's called Ashiatsu. I want to practice, and you need your back lotion put on. You wouldn't complain if I massaged it in you with my feet, would you? Answer me. Out loud. Oh, good. Well, now that I have your consent, just relax. Be a good footsie slave. Flip over onto your stomach. Do it now. Find a comfy position for your head and just relax. Feeling my feet rubbing over your scalp. It tickles. But I can kind of contour them and use your head to give my feet a nice rub. Feels nice. I rub my feet against you and you can smell them. Smells nice. You just want to rub your face in them, don't you? You want to suck on my toes. Such a dirty footsie slave. Such a dirty mind. I like it, though. Go on, then. I want you to suck my toes. Kiss them first. Kiss each individual little toe. It tickles. No, don't stop. I like it. Suck. Such a delightful toy you are. Using her foot to push your face down into the towel, she moves to stand on top of you, her hands gripping the wooden slats of her tower. She starts to move her feet, and you feel the most delicious pressure. It feels too light to be true at first. You hear her opening a bottle of lotion, feeling the blast of a cold squirt as she drips it on you. Drip. Drip. Trip. Bending over, feet planted on you, she whispers down into your ear. Trip. Trip. Your mind is dropping. Everything is just too relaxing. So lovely. You are so happy and your mind zones away. We can come back to your massage in a moment. But right now is an escape from reality. I am going to take care of you. So feel your mind dropping, falling, going to sleep. Good little toy. We'll have so much fun. But today, I want you to get a tan and not a burn, so let's continue. Your mind groggy, sleepy, so content. So content to lay here. Nothing on earth could make you move at this moment. Warm sun overhead. Warm sand under a fluffy batch of towel. Cool breeze coming off of a blue ocean. Salty mist you taste on the air. And feet. her lovely feet.
The most blissful pounding against your back as she twists her heel a bit, shifts as her toes find a knot and her heel sinks in, sinks down. The knot in your shoulders shrinking and slipping away as her heel chases it. Firmly and resolutely massages it away. It hurts just a little, but it's that good hurt. That delicious masochistic feel that anyone can feel in a massage. Getting in there. Take it. You dirty bitch, take it. Being left to wonder, am I talking to you or to the knot? It starts to feel sexual, not just relaxation filling your body, not just a sense of relief. You feel pleasure of all sorts as she walks down your body. The pads of her feet trampling all over you in her relentless search for knots. For all this, her feet do follow a pattern as she slides them against you. Follow a pattern going up and down your body. Up and down. Up and down. Her exquisite feet feeling so good as they almost crush you into the sand, yet feel so good. Not just physically, but mentally, it feels so good to be in your proper place, to be used as a mat to walk on, to stomp on, her bare toes wiggling here and there, a tickling sort of kiss against your skin. Her feet move the lotion, spreading and diffusing it over your body. You'll be so very protected from the sun. Take it. You dirty bitch, take it. I will crush you and break you and trample you down. My promises are always kept. You can't run away from me. You find yourself a bit bewildered, a bit filled with laughter and delight. The lifeguard's attack on your taut muscles starts to wake your mind just a bit. Just enough to enjoy your ashiatsu massage even more. You relax. Go deeper. Feel the bombardment against all of your knot's intentions. I will break them away. Feel your stresses and worries dissipating. Her feet moving to spread the lotion all over your body, down your legs, sliding her arches gently and gracefully over your calves. Your arms get the same treatment until your entire body is a bag of blissful jelly and she steps down, prodding at one side with her foot. Instinctively and irresistibly, you obey. Rolling over onto your back, you stare up at her, still covered by her red swimsuit. She has on dark sunglasses now. You can't see her eyes to see what she is thinking, but she can see you. The imbalance of power is obvious. Her clothed, you naked. Her eyes protected, yours naked and vulnerable. Yet this thought only brings positive emotions to the fore. Brings a soothing and an exciting. She hops up to her stool. It's low enough that her painted blue toes can just barely trail against your chest. Scooting forward a little on her cute ass, she brings her feet closer to you. Starts trailing them down. Smooth legs as she puts one up on the seat with her, crossing the other lovely leg over and down so her foot can play. She brings out the suntan lotion and prepares to drip it on you again.
You feel the cold drips as the lotion hits your nipples. Not all at once. It's much more teasing than that as your body shudders from each cold drip. Drip. The word echoes inside of you. Let it anchor inside of you. So that every time you hear the word drip, your pussy will start to moisten. Start to grow squirmy and your clit warms up, heats up, grows tingly as the nerve endings in your most sensitive part come alive. Every time you hear the word drip, your clit will feel a jolt of pleasure, a jerk of sexual electricity. Only from a female voice. But especially from mine. The word drip sinks into your muscles' memories, into your brain's conduits of pleasure and physical stimulation and response. And writing it in very clearly, anchoring it. The word drip to cause a physical response. And it feels so good, doesn't it? Just between us two girls, I can feel my own pussy starting to drip, just thinking about it. Drip as I feel my crotch getting warmer and warmer. Drip as the lotion drips onto your skin. Onto those lovely, perfect breasts of yours. Just the shape and size, I like them. Feel my foot running over them. First one lovely mound, and then the other. The feeling is so sensual. You feel your pussy start to drip. And feel the electricity between the two of us. Feel the almost shock on connection when we touch. When I touch you. My good girl, you look so lovely like this. Your tits look amazing when you are on your back. Your skin glinting from the sunscreen lotion, I am dripping all over you. Glistening as I use my foot to rub you down. From light touches on your neck and chest, to just all over your body. Feeling the warmth of the lotion spreading. You can feel it in your slit when my toes tease your nipples. And warm tingling. Your pussy starts to drip for me. Your body starts to clench in pleasure. Convulsive pleasure. Drip. My pussy is already starting to drip. To feel good. Wiggling my hips because I have to. The sexual pleasure is just building up and up, and my pussy drips. So wet. You can smell the need I have for sex. That musky scent being blown to you on the wind. The red swimsuit is darker at my crotch now, from the drip, drip, drip of my pussy. You feel the pleasure spike through you with every drip. My foot comes lower down your body, toes touching and tickling as they move past. Stopping for a moment to play with your soft belly. I bet you wish you could see mine right now. Too bad. I'm the one with power, and my swimsuit stays on. And you? You are perfect, naked and helpless. No restraints needed to bind you in place. I bind you with pleasure. Deep and relaxing. This moment is dripping with pleasure. And soon I'll show you some more. Drip. Drip. You feel it deep inside of you. The pulsating and filling sensation. I can fill you up with just my voice. Touch places inside of you that have never been touched before. Show you how good it feels to have your pleasure centers stroked, played with, twanged like a string, sending jerking jolts of sexual pleasure surging through you. That drip, drip. It builds pleasure as you get wetter, and your clit starts to feel like it's vibrating. Just a little right now, but that will grow. Focus on it. Focus on your clit. The warm, ready pussy underneath it. Warm and wet. Willing. Wanting. So needy as it vibrates more. Drip. Drip. Feeling the pleasure building as your body squirms a bit, seeking more sensation, more touch. You so badly want to reach between your legs and appease that fire. To rub at it. To make it. Make it go somewhere. Make it go somewhere deep inside of you so you can cry out and come for me. Drip, drip. Dripping isn't enough. I want you to search for me. And the next time I say search, you will. Drip. Drip and feel the pleasure pulsing through you. Drip and feel filled. So full. So full and pressing against all of those parts of you that want a good rub. Drip as the intensity builds. Drip as my foot moves lower on your body. Drip for that warm cup. My toes on your mound now, stroking it softly, and your pussy drips with every stroke. Stroke and drip, stroke and drip, stroke. Drip. Drip as my foot moves lower. Toes just teasing the tippity top of the hood of your clit. Just wait. When my toe makes contact with your clit's hood, you will feel the strongest jolts of pleasure yet, jolting sharp and electric from your clit, and growling to be an aching need in your pussy, swelling through you. My little footsie girl, I'll count you down to the climactic finish, because that's all it takes is one touch, one word, one jerk of pleasure rippling through your body from head to toe with the epicenter right here in your clit. It's going to wash over you. Are you ready? Drip. 10. So much pleasure, so much intensity as your mind only has one thing to focus on. 9. Your orgasm will be so strong because I command it.
8. I make the rules. 7. Be a good girl for me. 6. Drip, drip, drip. 5. Drip as you prepare for the climax to rip so blissfully through you. From my toes to touch you. There. 4. Not touching you directly, just lightly through the hood. 3. Just enough stimulation. 2. Drip, drip, drip. 1. And come. Surge. Come for me like a good girl, like a good little footsie slave. The pleasure shocks your system and drips through you as it overloads it, flooding you with an erotic power. Drip, drip. Feel your pussy dripping and gushing and growing wetter and wetter as you can't hold it back. It comes at you with a moan and the pleasure surges over you in a great rushing wave of delightful orgasm. Drip and surge and come. Feeling my toes rubbing over you, rubbing into your clit. My foot now sensuously moving down lower until your pussy is just riding my foot. Drip. And riding it you are. Your hips thrashing into me, eager and needy for the sensation, for the feel to rub, rub, rub that need away. So hungry for it as I dip my toe in. You're just such a dirty girl, aren't you? So wanting and needy. I can make you come again and again. You're not like the boys. You come so much easier, don't you? Feeling my foot pressing upwards quickly. A firm oomph of pressure almost thudding into your clit. Like a slap, just bringing another wave of pleasure to rush over your warmed up body. I draw my foot back, releasing the pressure pushing against your pussy, and your cunt just drips. Drip, drip, drip. You can feel it. That moistening sensation, that drip, drip. Drip of wetness sticky between the lips of your pussy. You know how wet you are right now. My toes penetrating between those lovely nether lips. Collecting some of that sweetness, that wetness. Your proof of just how much you like feet. I want you to taste it. Taste yourself. Go on. Taste what a horny slut you've just been for me. Suck yourself off my toes. I want them cleaned of your mess. Suck. Good girl. You're still horny, aren't you? One orgasm is never enough for a needy girl like you. I like you, needy. It's so fucking sexy. You're so fucking sexy. Especially right now. You're irresistible. And you do such a good job of sucking. Now relax. You've had all the pleasure you're going to get for today. You do want to be a good girl, don't you? Just relax. Let your mind drop deeper, deeper down. Relax with me in the sun and float for a little bit. I'll just rest my toes on you, and we can soak together. Floating. Floating comfy, feeling good. Feeling covered and constrained by my feet resting on your torso. We've had so much fun today, my pet.
You've made such great strides in your training. The fun thing is your rewards only serve to anchor you deeper into my power. The more you listen, the more you desperately desire to be under a woman's control. Under a woman's feet. It's okay, my little footsie slave. You can always come back to my control. I'll be here for you. I can't promise my feet will always be this clean, though. And a good little footsie slave is perfect for cleaning up dirty feet. I'll be eager to play with you. For now, though, it's time to wake up. My feet tapping on you. Tapping against your skin. Following a beat. You'll follow my beat, too. 5 taps until you wake up. 1 tap of my lovely feet. 2 taps. Leaving you free to get up, to move around. 3, tap, tap, tapping you slowly into awareness. 4, I'll still be here. You can still hear my voice and feel my presence. But 5, it's time to wake up. Good toy.
You know, before a couple months ago, I would have never even considered, like, toe sucking to be a thing. But I went to Charmed with my friend, and apparently she has a really big thing for, like, feet and getting her toes sucked and sucking on toes. So, naturally, I had to find some point in the conference to suck her toes. A little bit. Because I knew she'd like it. Well, maybe I was a little drunk. And maybe my friend's just really sexy. It's not so bad, though. There is something really sensual to it. To sticking a part of someone in your mouth. And just sucking on it. I guess it felt tickly on her end. Everybody's erogenous zones are in different places, and some people, it's right. On their toes. I've never had my toes sucked. Oh well. Maybe one day. Have a good night.